Hey guys, welcome to Tiny Room Big Girls.
It's been a little bit.
It's been a little bit.
It's been the exact amount of time it always is between episodes, so.
So what's so wrong about that?
Exactly, we're women of cycle and we move with the moon.
Yep.
So, it's seasonal, baby. It's every fall and spring, and that's basically around, and there's a summer one usually, but never in the winter.
Well, who wants to hear what's going on in our heads in the winter, honestly?
I pay good money to get rid of that. Get rid of listening to my own head in the winter. Yep. So, yep, we're here, and I would say that the impetus for this specific recording can be attributed to one Zach Eliason, I think is how you say his last name. I'm going to read his text from, he's a sweet, awesome boy who truly supports me in almost every endeavor I have.
And, have you ever met him?
Uh-huh, he's awesome. Okay. He's just as magical in person. And he texted Haley. He's Haley's friend from, Haley McBride is our mutual friend. He's Haley's friend from her study abroad. And he said, I just listened to the last episode of Sophie's podcast and it reminded me I'm in the middle of a charming podcast mega drought. So, first of all, thank you for the accolades. Second of all, I think we found our niche. Charming. We're just plain, charming, Camille.
It could have been so easy all along.
Yeah, the answer was right beneath our noses. I will also shout out the fact that Jared Brockbank and my roommate Gwynnie did listen to our most recent episodes. And that was,
oh my gosh,
I think, their first intro to our podcast. And so I would like to say,
wait, no, because Gwynnie texted me once, like last year, and said that she'd listened to all of it.
What?
Yeah.
Gwynnie? What other episodes did you listen to besides last one? What? Never mind,
what
you
did
guys.
She
listened
what
to,
did she
said like all of them. I thought that you just listened to last
she
one.
She is so awesome. Let me tell you right now.
She is so real for that. I'm really sorry for the slander. She did not just listen to the last one. I was thinking of someone else, but I don't know who. Maybe
but
Spencer?
Honestly, it is, I'd say it's more rare to have listened to the last one because,
right, that's
I would
why
say
it was
our listenership has kind of fallen off. And who can blame them?
Most certainly. So that's honestly why I brought it up. I was like, wow, this is,
and she is
cool,
so
that
loyal.
We're gaining traction. Of course, yeah. She's so loyal. So something that's important to know right now is that as I'm talking to Camille, I'm looking at my own personal laptop, and I'm also looking at my work-sanctioned workstation.
Oh, man.
Why is that, you might ask? It's 7:40 here on the East Coast. Well, I am on call. And you didn't think that that could happen to a girl like me, but it can. Basically, I have to put out fires overseas. Quite literally, yesterday we got a call that a virtual machine was down in Japan. And I had to be the lone soldier that was, like, called on my phone at, I think, around 2 p.m. yesterday. And I can't express to you how useless I was in that interaction.
Oh, no.
But they trust you a lot at the beginning because they are like, this is the face of this virtual machine. Let's call her up. And then they start asking me questions that I'm not so certain about. Don't worry, though.
I'm not.
We have a four-hour, it was a four-hour phone call. We have the recording.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was
auto-recorded. Wait, and you were on all four hours?
Yep. And I did, and honestly, even if this reached the far, far away hands of anybody that I work with, I wouldn't even care because it's not anything, like, it shouldn't have ever been sent to our team. So, like, even my manager didn't know anything about it. So, like, but they were being really insistent that our team stayed on. And I did fall asleep for a little bit of it. Around 30 minutes of it, I did. But that's a lot fair. Of it was just silence. And then they start talking, and that's what woke me up. And, like, I didn't have anything to do during the silence.
Kind of walk us through. Sophie walked me through this other day. But, I mean, I had not really heard of people needing to be on call for a job like this other than, like, my family members who are perhaps doctors. Totally. And Sophie, while totally smart enough and caring mm-hmm. enough to be a doctor, isn't one. Well, so it's weird that you wouldn't just myself, assume. What's going on here?
It's kind of like, I would hope that any job that hires either of us secures the position that we might be able to be on call sometime. They see us and they're like,
please,
yeah,
no.
We're going to need you on hand sometimes because you have something no one else has.
How often is this happening?
Every 4 months, we have rotations of either 5 days or the two-day weekend. So my rotation this week was Monday through Friday. And there's a potential that you could get a call at any moment. Hence on call. And you have to respond to incidents within 15 minutes during the workday if they are a certain severity level. And if they escalate the severity level, which is what I was on yesterday, then you have to respond immediately no matter what time of day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what would have happened if you were away from your home?
That would be a big problem. That's something that you have to
make sure.
Hence
why you're on call.
Yeah, so I have to make sure that I'm not 15 minutes away from my home at any given moment. So I've just been kind of romping around the neighborhood.
Yeah. And that ringer stays on.
My ringer stays on. I've saved the phone number that would call me to my favorites. It gives me a certain amount of power as well, because if people ask, should someone ask to hang out with me, they've got to come here. And and that's mandated. I'd lose my job.
You'd lose your job.
So kind of like, do you want me to be...
It would be a disaster.
Yeah, it would be total disaster.
The virtual machine is down? That's not going to work.
Yeah. And they were not nice. I mean, I don't need to get into it here, but they were not happy. And my manager was like, it was so sad because my manager kind of basically always has to be on call because we always are supposed to call him no matter what, because usually no one else can do it. So I'm kind of like, he was like, okay, I could help you with this. Otherwise, I'm about to go have dinner. And then I was like, well, don't. It's okay. I've got it. And frankly, I did kind of have it yesterday. Like, I didn't really need him at the end because they didn't need us at all. And then he got on anyway. I'm like, bummer. Yeah.
After you'd already been on for hours?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of what's going on, in case you guys were wondering if I have a different sense of urgency. And
just know that she could need to get off this call at any moment.
Yeah. Yeah. If the podcast just ends and Toxic by Britney Spears starts up again,
you'll know why.
What happened. Yeah.
So if they were to call you in the middle of the night, you would have to call your manager.
Yes, which is the worst part. Like, I do not want to call my manager. I would stay up all night with a random customer rather than call my manager who has a family and children in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Literally. Yeah. So, I just can't even imagine.
Can I ask some other logistical questions?
Sure, but let me first put this picture in your head. Like, imagine, you guys all know how vulnerable it is to, like, have a sleepover with new friends and they see you right when you wake up.
Totally.
I don't want to, like, be the first voice that my manager hears.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we're nearing... Honestly, I only have one night left. So, fingers crossed.
So, does it end tomorrow?
1 p.m., yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, like, what have you been doing about food?
Okay, great question. I have been able to... We are both Trader Joe's, and then there's a new grocery store, Morton Williams, are within 15 minutes of my house, so... I haven't eaten at any restaurants, though. I just have been making grilled cheese and crackers and a baked potato.
Yeah. Okay, totally. Okay, and so if they were to call and you were, like, in the middle of shopping, you would just kind of, like, drop your things and go?
Yes. Well, that is honestly what was scary is, like, if they called me and I hadn't checked out at Trader Joe's, sometimes the line is long enough that I couldn't get home. The walk is, like, 5 minutes, but, like, sometimes the line's longer than 10. And then they'll call someone else, so they would, anyone else on my team would know I didn't answer within 15
minutes. Oh, gosh. So do you just kind of, like, not really worry about the ones where you'd have to answer immediately? You kind of just plan for the ones where you have 15 minutes?
No, it's always within 15 minutes. It's always within 15 minutes, but if it's a certain severity, it's within 15 minutes outside of work or outside of work hours.
Okay, okay.
So, like, within 9 to 5, there are Sev 3s that I could... that I do need to respond within 15 minutes, but then if it's, like, 6 p.m., it would have to be a Sev 2 for me to have to respond within 15
okay,
minutes.
Okay, okay. Kind of a DEFCON situation.
Yeah. Totally. So, yeah. Wow. That's pretty much what's going on with my professional life. Any updates on yours?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Perfect. Yeah.
Not yet, but let's just say there's some things cooking. Okay.
Yeah, there are collabs we can't tell you guys about yet.
Yeah, and they're coming.
Let's just say she's working on a really exciting project.
Don't say that.
You know, you can always be working on a really exciting project because eventually it will be true. You don't know the things that you're doing today that are working on a very exciting project later.
That's so true. And you don't know, you know, the whisperings in my mind that are just seeds right now that eventually will become yes. sprouts of something much bigger.
So feel free to post an all-black picture on Instagram and let the people know you're working on mm-hmm. something really exciting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next I'd like to talk about working out. Since we last spoke, Camille has... gotten a membership at the Jewish Community Center.
Yes, true. Of San Francisco.
You want to speak on that?
Yeah, I was honestly just really inspired by my time in New York when Sophie and Corinne both so graciously took me to Equinox. And you know who else was inspired? Tommy. Tommy loved it. And he was like, everything's changing for us. And so being the person he is, he did a lot of research. He's on Reddit. He's like, what are the best gyms in San Francisco? And, you know, we did a lot of thinking, but ultimately, he really wanted a steam room.
Yep, and this was his really exciting project.
Totally. He really wanted a steam room and a sauna. He's a simple man. And the Jewish Community Center gave us that. And they have unlimited classes, which, I'll be honest, I don't utilize those to their full potential, but I have partaken in a bike class or two, and we have taken a Pilates class. But okay, Tommy is, sweet. Like, Tommy's, like, in those bike classes all the time. He loves it.
You know, and it's more a feeling than anything else.
I know, it's an abundance mindset.
Yes.
Because it's like, I know I could go yes. to those classes.
Yes.
I'm not it's saving like, them for anything. And so yep. maybe someday I will be in them all the time.
Yep, it's just like the AMC A-list pass that I do have. I haven't seen a movie in over a month at this point, which is slowly... It's come to my attention that might be, like, a tapering off of making this worth it for me, right? Like
Totally.
Right? So my solution...
Because how much do you pay for that?
It's $23 and, like, one a month, and one movie ticket is $17. So you should go twice a month, which I honestly was totally doing before. But
wait, shouldn't you go three times a month?
$23 a month, but at one movie ticket is $17.
Oh, I thought you said... Okay. I thought you had to also buy one.
No.
No.
No, you don't have to buy any tickets.
And you can just...
Okay. get a ticket and not go to, which, like, I shouldn't do, and I don't do very often, but, like, if you ever needed to pull out last minute, you totally can, which is good.
Okay.
But my solution to this, you're looking at the seat holder of J13 at the 8:30 a.m. showing of Dune 2 tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. 8:30? Wait, Sophie, won't you still be on call?
Yes, Camille, that's a great question. The theater is within 13 or 15 minutes of my house.
So you're going to have to keep your ringer on in the movie?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear about this.
But let's get this clear. I haven't been called once, because even for the one that yesterday that was escalated, they didn't have to call me once it was escalated because I was already on the thing. So, like, it really hasn't happened. So I don't think it's going to. I wouldn't go if okay. I really thought it would.
But knock on wood.
I made this reservation weeks before I knew that I was on call, because
weeks before you were called. Really?
Yeah, it's really sold out. Very sold out. Yeah, I think I made this like a month ago.
Is it at the Metronome? Wait, is it at the like huge IMAX screen?
Uh-huh. I think. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that would make
sense.
Anyway,
so I'll let you know.
Okay, awesome. You know, I also saw Dune 2.
With Mark Trammell or no?
With Mark Trammell and Tommy. And, you know, we got super lucky because they both had actually already seen it, of course, and Tommy had seen it the night before.
Totally.
But Mark did what Tommy did for Oppenheimer and just really scoured the seats. Because we have a huge IMAX one here too. I think it's like not quite as big as the Lincoln. Is it Lincoln Square or Lincoln
yeah.
Center? It's not quite as big, but it is like huge. And Mark found tickets like an hour before that someone had canceled three in like a really good
Whoa.
Spot in the theater. So we went.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, the only other thing I was going to say about working out is that I am using a workout plan.
I thought you were going to say steroids. Or like a performance
those.
Enhancer.
I'm not
okay,
using any
what's
sort
your
of
workout
enhancer
plan?
Except life. Let me just pull that up for you really quick.
And will you send it to me?
Yep, and I can send it to anybody that asks. Mondays is legs, quad focused. Tuesday, shoulders, and LISS. I don't know what that means. I would guess it's like long incline sustained. I don't know. Whatever. It's cardio.
Speed? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe long.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Sorry. Let me know. And then Wednesday is back and biceps. Thursday is legs, hammies, and glutes. Friday, oh gosh, I just got an incident, but it's not the one I have to respond to.
Oh my gosh.
I probably will once we get off. Okay, Friday is tricep and chest and cardio.
Oh my gosh.
Saturday is full body. And here's the thing. I honestly do get sore, and I've been doing 50 push-ups every day.
Wow, and that's outside of the gym.
Yep, that's just on my own.
Oh, man, I'm never going to get to your level.
Well, that's not the right way.
Okay, that's not... No, you're right. And you're so right.
You totally could, because I've definitely plateaued. So, like, it's not like I'm...
Currently?
Much, yeah, I would say so. Actually, that's not true. I just gained 5 pounds this week.
Okay.
Yep.
Of weight you're lifting?
Yeah, I would assume
okay,
so.
Okay.
That's kind okay. of what it's looking like, but I don't know. It could be anything, but I'm trying to look on the bright side. Because it seems
okay,
like
totally.
It would be muscle.
No, definitely.
And what I love about this is, like, I all of a sudden feel so confident doing, like, the weirdest things in the gym. Like, I mean, they're not actually weird. Like, she does them. There's, like, videos of all these moves that she does.
Is this where you're finding the plan? This is
yeah.
the she. Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna need this sent to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't want to name her because I'm definitely using it without paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but don't worry. So then, like, there's this one move where, like, I'm on my knees and, like, pulling from, you know, like, pulling an arm thing from above. And I just wouldn't have, I mean, and honestly, interpret that what you will with what you have. Because I just don't know that I would have felt like I had permission to do something totally. That, like, took up so much space or, like, was with my knees on the ground of the gym. But
totally.
Now, I'm like, I have a to-do list. Somebody told me I had to do all these things.
That is honestly awesome.
Yes, it totally is, because that was my biggest thing about the gym was I was like, I just kind of was going with the beat of my own drum, listening to my heart, which nothing wrong with that, and that's
totally.
I have a time and a season for that part of me. But then anytime I was like, oh, I kind of want to do this machine right now, and then it was being used or something, or it was like even too close to someone, I was like, I don't even
Never mind.
Need to. Yeah, I don't need
totally.
To. Nobody's forcing me. And now I just feel like I have like this regimen.
Yeah.
And anyone that stands in the way of that is a villain to growth.
Mm-hmm.
So
to prosperity, to a long life.
Yep. So just think
okay,
about
I'm
that.
I'm totally
and
loving
on
it.
That. Yeah, I'll send it to you so that you can kind of do the same thing.
Okay, awesome.
The next thing I had was self-tanner.
Ooh, baby. Yep. I didn't know that this was going to be on your list.
No, I know. I think about self-tanner every single time. Or I think about Camille. Every time I put on self-tanner, here's why. Because when we shared a room together, the place where this podcast was conceived.
Yep.
We should have named the podcast after the room. Oh, wait, we did.
We did.
We literally did. That's when I kind of started my self-tanner journey.
Sure, sure, sure.
And Camille one time told me with
I'm
like
nervous.
Absolutely no judgment in her voice, just like purely out of observation, she said, I don't think I've ever seen anyone put on self-tanner the way you do. And I just think about that every time because my roommate, Morgan, she has, like, a mitt and, like, the mousse and, like, literally it always looks so good. And she has me do her back, like, once a
week. Totally.
And I'm kind of like, I love that for her. And it looks so much better than mine ever does. But I, like, didn't know a back was an option with self-tanner.
No, no, and it doesn't need to be.
Nope. Nobody is seeing that anytime soon.
Here's what I think, here's what I'm picturing when I said that to Sophie, is Sophie would, first of all, get up a lot earlier than me. I'd be lounging in my little bed, and she would go shower, she'd come back to our room to put on her lotion, and she would keep the self-tanner drops in our room. And she would just squirt them into her hand with the lotion with reckless abandon, just kind of, you know, slathering it on. She's not worried about, like, did she mix it all the way into the lotion? Is it getting on her hands? And I think one time I was like, so how many drops do you use? And she was like, oh, just one per body part. I'm like, there's no way. She meant a dropper full per body part. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that is a good way to measure. Because I am always like, I'm just thinking way too much about it. Even when I do the drops, which are supposed to be like the easiest. I mean, now I've kind of like, wait, I accidentally set down my mic. Now I'm kind of like getting a little bit more confident, a little bit more reckless at times. But it's like, I'd be counting out like, okay, three drops. Okay, one of those was a little bit bigger, so I'm going to add a
Whoa.
Little bit of a bigger one so that my legs look even. There's no need. Look how gorgeous Sophie looks. It's honestly inspiring.
Now, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that it's, like, something I'm particularly talented at or that I would, like, show off and be like, no, you guys, like,
do it this way, do it this way.
No, but
it's efficient. You get it done.
I don't think about it. I don't have too... I don't give a thought to it.
Honestly, that's the way to go, because sometimes it becomes such a, like, thing. You're like, oh, I don't know if I really want to do it tonight, because what if, you know, well, it's like, that's when it kind of stops being worth it, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not true, because I still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But totally. There's just no need to put all that thought into it, so I love it. What self-tanner are you using these days?
Well, and here I go, after I said I would never... I think I'm getting better than I was, because I've been using, like, the water from... It's called the water from Tan Lux.
I use the drops from Tan Lux.
And then I use the face drops from Tan Lux. And I think that that combination is better than... I guess I was using Isle of Paradise before, but I was using, like, dark. I don't know. I don't really know. I'm really sorry if anyone saw me in 2021.
No. And there's... I would totally use dark, too, because you're like, okay, I'm getting my money's worth.
Right. But it's kind of
like... Even if baking, that's not true. Yeah.
It's kind of like baking cookies at 450 degrees for only 3 minutes. Yeah, it's like, that's not actually going to bake the cookies.
No, I know.
So...
Yeah. So do you like the tanning water?
I do, but, like, I bet that the drops would just be easier.
But I feel like the drops barely show up on my body.
I have to use... Yeah, I don't use the drops for my body, so I don't know. The tanning water is for your body.
Love.
Yeah, and I don't think it smells that bad.
They just all smell bad. They just all do.
It's so tricky. And
I know.
I have just been, like, really told by multiple men how bad it looks to a male's perspective. Yeah. So I'm just like...
That's the last thing we need to hear.
It's the last thing I need to hear. Because just like nothing boosts my confidence more when I just have a little bit of tan on. And I would implore the male species to do the same thing. I think there should be no shame. Try a little. I think I've introduced that to some men.
You know, when I hear that, I just think that they probably don't know what it actually looks like. I feel like I've heard so many... guys say, not Tommy, but people in the past would say, I just think spray tans never look good. Like, they always look so orange. I'm like, yeah, because you're only noticing the bad ones. You don't even register that the good ones are spray tans or self-tanner. Here's what I'll say is, I probably wouldn't, like, do... Like, when Tommy and I were dating, I wouldn't say I would do the full, like... self-tanner mousse before going over to his house ever, like where you've got the mitt and you're shaking it up, or like a spray tan. Like, if I do that, I'm kind of like, I'm in for the night until I rinse it off in the morning. But I would do the self-tanner drops, and there came a time where Tommy realized that a smell he'd smelled sometimes was in fact the self-tanner drops.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, well, what did you think it was? And he was like, I don't know. I thought you just kind of smelled like that sometimes.
It's like the weirdest smell, too.
It's the weirdest smell. I actually asked him about it a few weeks ago. I'm like, can you clarify? Like, did you think I had, like, BO that
it's
smelled
not
that
really
way?
He was like that.
He was like, no, like, I knew it was, like, something chemically. He was like, I just thought maybe it was a chapstick or something. I'm like, okay, awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I had to say about that. Okay, I had a terrible date. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I won't go into the gruesome details that Camille has already heard, but I will just say that, and I wish Tommy was here. And, well, we should have addressed this first and foremost. Tommy, we literally promised that he would be on this episode. We promised we would get him on the next one.
I know.
And literally talk about putting out fires in Asia. That's literally what he's doing right now. He's just like on a ton of phone calls and writing a lot of documents.
Yeah, coding.
And even. He's coding, and so he can't.
And let's
help
just say
us.
we offered to have him on, and he's too busy.
Yeah, we
and
begged.
None of us are happy about it. We not really us, begged. Not him.
Yep, not he's not.
To
happy.
Be fair, I guess it is 5 o'clock now. But to be fair, we started chatting at 4, uh-huh. So
his hands were tied.
Yep.
To corporate America, ball and chain.
Yep.
So anyway, okay. Well, I kind of wanted him to offer his sentiments about this, but when I was in San Francisco, him and, which was a month ago now, him and Camille went through my Hinge for me.
Oh, man, you guys.
Why don't you speak on that experience?
Okay, so here's what we did the last night. Sophie was here with us. So special. We loved having her. Maybe there will be more on that later. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we should do it in the episode with Tommy.
Yeah.
We'll see. We hooked up, you know, of course. Wait. Sounded wrong. We hooked up her phone to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Which is honestly a favorite activity of mine. I love a big phone screen on my TV.
Totally.
And to look at it.
Take the little and screen, make it big.
Make it big. And we went on to Hinge, and we had Tommy in the driver's seat for most of it. I think I had it for a little bit. And, you know, at first, it's funny. It's mm-hmm. funny, the prospects we're seeing. And then we went through Sophie's matches, and she's like, I don't know what I was thinking. And we were like, what were you thinking? So we're unmatching some of them. But pretty Bold. Soon, I can see, pretty well, she, with her permission, of course, pretty right. soon, I can see exactly what she was thinking, because in comparison, these were, like, eligible bachelors,
mm-hmm.
the men she had matched with. You know, in the beginning, you're thinking, like, oh, Sophie, you can do so much better.
No.
And then, once you're swiping, and you're trying to find just one person
mm-hmm.
to like
who,
on Hinge.
And there are multiple who is, like, categories.
And we,
they could just
and we are
be
being
tall.
So generous. Mm-hmm. So generous.
They could be
when
funny
when you've done
at
that
all.
For an hour and a half,
yeah.
you're like, oh, maybe those guys at the beginning weren't so bad after all.
An hour and a half with no likes.
Not one.
So.
And then, of course, we changed her location to San Francisco. Kind of interesting to see the differences, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there were a lot more men with dogs in San Francisco.
Totally.
Then, of course, we zoomed in on each of our three respective hometowns
yep.
and even set it to a one-mile radius.
Learned a lot.
And a highlight of that for me, well, and probably for Tommy too, was we zoomed into, of course, Littleton, Massachusetts. And we found the guy whose family adopted Tommy's dog when his parents moved.
Yep.
And the dog is still
the
doing well, and she's
in
featured
those,
in the photos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tommy's like, that is my dog, that's Daisy. It was crazy.
It was awesome. So I guess that kind of lays or sets the scene for why I might be going on a date like this.
Yeah.
Because it's truly, you wouldn't expect the slim pickings that I'm faced with in the most populated city in the United States. But here we are, and so basically I went on this date, I don't know how long ago it was now, and I guess some highlights were that he didn't ask me any questions ever, like, at all, he didn't know by the end of it, like, where I went to school.
Didn't we kind of have high hopes for him for some reason?
He was the one that said grr in his text.
Oh, wait, we were really scared of him.
Yeah, we were.
I'm like, wait, did we have high hopes or were we terrified?
No, we were really scared. Like,
we were really scared, but then he, like, kind of redeemed
he
himself.
Kind of redeemed
and so we
himself.
Were like, give him a chance. This is what we got.
Yeah. And to be fair, he asked me out, like, the day that we matched. He was like, can you get lunch today? And it was
that
like,
was really
it
scary.
It was 11 a.m. And I was like,
I feel
no.
like it's really scary when they want to meet you that bad.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Then after he talks about his sister, I said, do you want to know how many siblings I have?
So gracious of you to offer.
Literally. I'm like, I could tell you. And he said, sure, yeah, okay. So then I tell him. And he's like, you're so awkward. I love that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that part.
Uh-huh. To which That's I responded, crazy. I'm not awkward. You just haven't asked me any questions. So I thought I'd ask myself a question.
What did he say was awkward? He thought it was awkward that you said, do you want to know how many siblings I have?
I guess that I just, like, volunteered this Offered information. It. But I'm like, you don't know anything about me. And he was so enamored. Like, the waiter by and asked us how our drinks were. And he was like, there must be a love potion in mine.
Disgusting.
And afterwards...
Well, of course, it would be kind of sweet if he was a little bit better.
Sure.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
You just don't know. I mean, that was within 10 minutes. I just don't,
you know... Okay, that is crazy. Like,
there's no
way. You know, if there's any eligible bachelors listening to this, I don't want to scare them off.
You're so right. I don't want to scare them off. Yeah.
But, you guys, you just have to be a little bit more normal, and then you can say crazier things.
I'm so sorry. I really don't want to be, like, mean about this.
No. No. Don't be sorry. Because this is your story. You went through it.
He was just, like, only interested in hearing himself speak. And that
caused... And he loved your, like, skills as an interviewer.
Yeah, he did. And so he continued to ask me if he could walk me home. I said, I don't want you to know where I live. Literally. I was like, oh, I actually just, like, don't really want, like, when people know exactly where I live.
Totally
fair. Got off the train at my stop. Bye. He texts me. You're such a shining star, Sophie. I would love to see you. Or it wasn't even, like, really an offer. It was, like, next time we will go dancing.
Crazy. And then I blocked you forgot him. To say one of his comments.
Oh, so also to do with his drink, he had, like, a drink that was in a glass that was, like, curvy. And he said, this glass is just like you, tall and voluptuous.
Crazy thing to say.
It's literally... Okay. So... Then my roommate Morgan said today that I kind of have a talent for attracting men in all sense of the word attract, that are types of men she's never encountered.
Okay, can we get some examples?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So today on Facebook Marketplace, I will read you off. So I sold these, like, acid washed scrub pants that, like, honestly, I'm not really sure why I ever owned in the first place.
I can't even picture what they are.
I'll show you. I was selling them for $10. I don't think I've ever worn them. Okay. Jeffrey says, hi there. Can I ask what's the material composition of the pants? What amount of cotton or spandex are the pants made up of? Do you know what the length of the pants are? I would need at least a 36. I also realized that I should probably ask about the waist size. Okay. So then I answered all of his questions. And I said, they could probably be any size. They're drawstring. I usually wear medium. But, like, they're listed as large. So he said, oh, wait, if you're saying that it's a medium, but the description says a large, then I would like to know what you mean by large. Okay. Then he said, okay, then I'll make sure to message you on when I'm ready to come over. So he's coming over. Hey,
to your house?
Like, a corner. That's not my house.
Okay, okay. He's not coming over to try them on.
No. He wants them. And, okay. Hey, I can't come today. I need to come tomorrow. Hey there, can I meet you at 12:30 p.m. today? Because this was the next day. I said, that works. Here's my Venmo.
Which is honestly crazy that you just were able to make that happen. Yeah. Thank goodness you're on call and tied to the house.
Exactly, I know. I was
to really meet him in the middle of the day.
Literally, and he just kept rescheduling. I was like, girl, I'm not going anywhere. Then he said, okay, I Venmo the money. This is the Venmo that he gave me that was public, and I did turn it to private. The message says,
of course,
These are for the acid wash scrubs L on Facebook Marketplace that you're selling. I'm like, oh. I'm actually okay. I'd pay you $10 to not have all my contacts see that. Okay. Perfect. I'll be at the corner, on the corner at 12:30. Then he says, maybe I'll come at a different time because of something else I need to do. Could you hold on to the item to come and get on, like, next Monday? I'm busy with a film production this weekend. I just thought that I needed to come today in person with cash. I mean, I can try to come at, like, 5 p.m. today, but I hope me Venmoing the money shows how much I do want the pants. I mean, try my best to come at 3 p.m. today, but no earlier. Said that exact same thing again. I mean, I really could try my best to come at 3 p.m. today, but no earlier. These are all, like, within 10 minutes, so I haven't responded.
This is insane.
Yeah, this is the worst one. Literally 30 minutes later, he says, I understand that this was the second time I rescheduled, but I thought that maybe since you provided the Venmo information that I could then have you hold the item for longer, because it was just that in the period of 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., I was really tight and busy. And since it was raining, I really didn't want to deal with the weather conditions. I'm fine with coming right now to your place and getting this over with as soon as possible. I said,
oh my gosh.
Sorry, I can do 3. I'm totally fine. Then he said, thanks so much for being accommodating. This was after we met up. Thanks so much for being accommodating. Have a good day, and please confirm when you receive the Venmo payment. I got the payment. So thanks. Thankfully, I tried them on, and they fit. Thanks, really, for selling me these.
So what was it like when you met him?
Exactly how you would think from those messages. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. And how old was he, would you say?
Maybe our age, maybe 20, maybe a little older.
Okay, so if you guys in New York see a man about our age, yeah, yay high,
he's wearing pretty tall,
acid washed scrub pants, you know where he got them from, and you know the lengths he went through to get them.
Literally, I'm like, I would have given them to you. I did not know you wanted them this bad.
That was crazy.
It was really intense. And I was, like, getting yelled at. Like, I want to get this over as soon as possible. I'm like,
no, it sounded like he was trying to bury a body.
Yes! So, one other thing I'll say about Facebook Marketplace without getting too graphic, don't worry, Camille.
Thank you.
Is that there have been some really, really graphic things sent to me over Marketplace Messenger.
Recently.
Yeah, in the last 2 days. To which Bryn Woolley told me that I should report these people and also send what they're doing to their moms. Nice. And because it's on Facebook, so, like, you could find, I mean, I'm sure most of them are, like, bots or trolls or something, but whatever. And I said, oh, I haven't opened any of them because I really don't want to see it. And I don't have a man to ask. Or no. I didn't even suggest that a man do it. I was like, I don't want to look at it. And then Bryn was like, just get a man to do it. And I was like, oh, I don't have one. I don't have one of those. There's none. I can't think of any. Actually, Jared.
Don't know one.
Yeah, I could have asked Jared, but I would never want him to do that. So I was like, I actually don't have one. Oh, not so. Because today, when I publicized that I
when
was
you
watching,
met up with the guy from yeah. when you met up with the guy from Facebook Marketplace, mm-hmm. he said, so
do you have anything you need me to do? No. Today, when I publicized that I was starting a big adventure by watching The Dark Knight, actually men came out in droves. I realized I have a lot of men in my life.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot to say about the fact that I didn't know it was a trilogy. I was watching it in the middle of the day. Actually, Elizabeth Love just texted me and said, Greta and Sophie want to know about your incident. She's talking about the Facebook Marketplace stuff.
Oh.
That's actually crazy. Anyway, so crazy.
We'll tell her she's got just the thing to listen to.
She said they're wondering if Facebook blurred the videos or photos. They didn't.
Oh, yeah. Different thing.
Oh, yeah, not that incident. Anyway, okay, but the thing is that a lot of men had a lot to say about the fact that I was watching it in the middle of the day, that I didn't know that it was a trilogy, that I didn't know what was going on. I've never seen a really superhero movie, really. And then I was watching it on my laptop because it's a Christopher Nolan movie.
Whatever, whatever.
Literally. I'm like, listen, if you guys, if those same men were like, okay, I'm going to try and come up with an equivalent. Like, something I really care about that's, like, deeply feminine, but I can't really, I don't know. Like, knitting, maybe? But I don't knit. But, like, let's say a guy was, like, starting to knit, but he got, like, the cheapest knitting needles ever and the cheapest yarn. Would I sit and ridicule him? No, I would be so grateful.
You're like, welcome. Literally. I'm welcoming you with open arms.
Let me know what you think.
And it's not to say that you were like, I'm now the expert on superhero movies.
Far from. I wasn't even giving a review. I was asking real questions.
Yeah. Like, heaven forbid a woman learn.
Like, such as, do Rachel and Batman have a history together? I didn't know. It seemed
when's
like
when's Anne Hathaway coming?
When will Anne Hathaway come into the movie? Those sort of things. And instead, I'm bombarded with, ha 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 ha, you silly, stupid little woman. And if somebody was like, oh, I'm starting to, like, I don't know. I saw, like, I was going to say watch Fleabag, but, like, men do watch Fleabag. But, like, I don't totally know. You know, just like I want to watch the extended edition of Angel Olsen's video that she came out with her new album from last year, but I only have it on my Android. Thank goodness you have Wi-Fi. Thank goodness you have an open heart and
ears that work.
And ears that work and a loving mind.
Yep. Totally fair.
Anything to add?
No. Okay. I think you've kind of summed it up.
I guess we can end with some books that we've read.
Okay. Let me pull up my Goodreads. Here's what I'll say. There is no worse designed app than Goodreads.
I've heard that a lot. I've never used it.
Here's another thing I'll say. I have fallen into a bit of a pickle at times, which is I finish a book on, oh, I'm really into Libby. Did I talk about that last podcast?
Maybe, but not like extensively.
Okay, so you guys, I'm obsessed with the Libby app. I'm so sorry if I talked about this in the last episode, but you just get it through your local library and you can get access to free audiobooks and Kindle books. And I do have a Kindle because my parents had two that they never used, so me and Tommy took them. Mm-hmm. And we totally love them. And the San Francisco library just has so many books compared to before I was just using the BYU library card, which totally fair that they wouldn't have as many like fun books to read. Anyway, I think I'm also going to try to get the Salt Lake County Library card on here so that I can have twice as many books to choose from. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm on the wait list for a book and I'm like, I want to listen to a book right now. Or sometimes I get a lot of books on Kindle, but it's like I need something to listen to while I'm doing stuff. So then I go to a dark, not a dark corner always, but a corner of the Libby app where basically I'm just looking for any audiobooks that are available now. And I'm just scrolling. And I've been finding some pretty interesting romance books on here.
Totally. And
don't get it twisted, they're not graphic at all. But they do have crazy premises. Wait, I think I forgot to mark one of them on my, okay, here it is. I forgot to say that I finished.
You do have crazy premises.
Nora goes off script. Embarrassing.
Well, Moj uses Libby library codes from, like, all over. She found them on Reddit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotta do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Just updating my Goodreads. If you guys want to follow me, I don't really rate things usually, but maybe I'll start if you guys follow me. My name is Camille Wisenant on there. I don't really know. Once again, pretty difficult to find.
That's what everyone says. They don't know how to add
pretty difficult to find. Friends. So, just good luck. I hope you can find me. But I've been reading a lot of those. So if you see those on my list, just know that that's why. That's why. And I will say I'm pretty ahead of my goal for this year. I have read 10 books so far.
Yes.
In 2024. And I'm 5 books ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So just know that, like, about every other... Well, honestly, I have read a lot that I'm proud of reading, but some of them are, like, just entertaining.
And what have been your favorite?
Well, Tommy and I listened to Maid, which I thought was really good. Mm-hmm. I've really been liking Dolly Alderton lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in 2 book clubs. I don't want to flex on anyone. But one of the book clubs I'm in, we just talked about Everything I Know About Love for our March book. And people were kind of split opinions on it. Some people didn't love it. But I will say most of those people didn't finish it. And I think okay. The end is better than the beginning. Because she grows up.
She totally grows up. I will say I just lent it to a friend, and I'm not certain that the friend really liked it.
Interesting. Yeah, mixed opinions, but I think it was a good book for us to talk about. People, you can think of good conversation starters about any book,
mm-hmm.
and I think people found them about that book. So I'm on the wait list for her new novel. I'm really excited. I hope I get it soon.
What's the new one called?
Elena read it, and she thought it was going to be, it's called Good Material. She thought it was going to be another, memoir, or nonfiction, so she was kind of disappointed at the beginning, but I already read her other novel, and I liked it, so.
Oh, so they're fiction.
I'm excited, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's not that old, so it's how many novels how many memoirs could you really write when you're in your early 30s?
Not enough.
I'd think just one or two.
Yep. I've read 11/22/63 by Stephen King, The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, Rebecca by I Forget, 4,000 Weeks by I Also Forget, On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Huang, I think is his last name. I can't remember totally. Bel Canto by Ann Patchett, Everything We Know About Love by Dolly Alderton, and then again, Little Weirds, Jenny Slate.
Oh, so you're listing off a whole list.
Well, I thought that's what we would do.
I'm sorry.
But it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel. I mean, you said what ones you liked.
Yeah.
But you totally still can if you want.
No. No, I want to give them something to look at if they
True.
If they find me.
Yeah. One of us is on Goodreads and the other isn't. And you're going to have to find out about the one that is. But a couple anecdotes that I have is that The Bell Jar I did read at the gym.
Interesting. That just became available to me on my Libby.
I don't know about it.
Really?
I don't really know I really liked it while I was reading it, but I never want to open that book again.
Okay, totally.
It was so dark. And I had no idea. I literally had no idea what it was about. And so I was bringing it to the gym. That's how disconnected from the material I was at the beginning. And then I just, it was just so dark. I really did like On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous. I loved Bel Canto. I really like Ann Patchett. I read now 3 of her books. And I know Tommy's mom likes her, too. Because she writes about it on her blog.
Yep.
And she has a bookstore kind of near them in Nashville, Tennessee. So she should go there. And my mom
News to me.
Took us there. And then Little Weirds is just, like, of course, really centering for me, so it's always going to be my favorite. The next books that I will be reading are Nonviolent Communication, but I need to wait for a second to read that. The Poisonwood Bible, because that's Spencer Chandler's favorite book. And ooh. For book club, we're reading More Than a Body.
You know, one of the next books I'm reading is for book club, and it's Tom Lake by
Tom Anne Lake Hatchett. Is really good, Camille.
You okay, I'm really excited.
Really, really like it, I think.
I'm just, my goal for by the next time we have Tiny Room Big Girls is I can, like, read a list without being embarrassed.
Oh,
I can okay. read the list of what I've been reading.
Totally. Okay, the only other thing I had to say was that it just says paper mache. I just have been really liking it. I made a paper mache head bust of Gwynny. I made a paper mache lamp in the summer. And that's it. But...
So where do you find the newspaper?
I go into the apartment buildings and ask if they have extra. Like the doorman of the one next door
does. Oh.
They always have a ton. Genius.
They give them newspapers?
Yeah, but nobody ever wants them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like doorman buildings are a thing here.
I know, that is weird, right?
Even when I've gone to, like, really nice buildings, there's never a doorman or a doorwoman.
Well, I would say doorwoman, but I've never once seen one. Prove me okay, wrong.
Totally fair.
Prove me wrong, totally women. Fair. Anyone listening to this that hasn't done what they wanted to when they grow up yet? Be a doorwoman.
Here's a chance to make history.
But you know why? I think it's like a maybe dangerous job. I don't know. I was like walking yeah. by. The reason I thought that is that I was walking by this apartment right next to me the other night. And the doorman was like, was there someone screaming out here? And the guy was just like, yeah, it was me. And like, he was like, just hanging out there. Not like screaming with his friends or anything.
Oh, man.
I know. And it's just like, that's kind of scary. You just don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to have to be the first line of defense.
Exactly. So.
You know, now I'm kind of doing a little multitask. I'm looking up doorman buildings in San Francisco subreddit.
Are there any? I'm surprised, because packages always get stolen there.
You know, I just don't know.
Well, it just doesn't really seem like such a thing. If Camille finds one, she'll take a picture.
I'll take a picture with the doorman.
Yep. San Francisco's first doorman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have anything else to leave off on?
Yeah. Oh, I thought of something you forgot to talk about.
What?
Dazzle Dry.
Oh my gosh. This is a plug for the world's best nail polish, Dazzle Dry, that I've been trying to get all my friends on for a while now. And it's a 4-step process. I didn't know about the 4-step till recently, which
oh,
was a problem for me before, but now they're lasting even longer.
What step did you not know about?
A prep step.
Oh, sure.
How was I supposed to know? It's on the website, but it's like, doesn't like start talking when you open, you know, like when you open totally. The website, it's not like talking at you, telling you.
Did you know you have to prep your nails?
No, it's like so hidden to me just because it's not like saying stuff. So anyway, I have around 10 colors at this point. I've totally accumulated a collection and I paint my nails once a week now. Not even because I need to, because they start chipping after a week. They honestly don't really chip after a week.
Wow.
But I just, like, love it so much because it dries so quickly. It dries within 5 minutes.
That is huge.
That's the biggest part. That is the biggest part. I mean, that's why, come on. That's why they call it Dazzle Dry.
I mean, come on. That is amazing.
Exactly. And so I have this, like, top coat that's so shimmery. I'll post a picture of what my nails look like right now.
Yeah, and will you post a picture of, like, which colors you have?
Yes!
Or just text it to me.
Yeah. Actually, let's only communicate over the shared Instagram.
Let's cut, yeah, let's cut the
middleman.
Middleman.
The 60 middleman. I don't know how many followers we have on that account. I should know. I was using it as my sole source of social media for a couple months. Anyway, so that's just to say, if you guys have birthdays coming up, special occasions of any kind, you get a bonus. It is $22
per... You know what to invest in.
Yeah, per, like, bottle.
Per
but
color.
I was just telling Camille that I think that they have... I think you could do it with just regular color. I bet you could. I have.
In between the base
yeah,
and
like
the top.
The base and the top coat and then the prep step, whatever.
But maybe it wouldn't dry as fast.
But it wouldn't dry as fast. So that's kind of... But it doesn't chip.
When I was really looking into this... Before my birthday, I didn't buy any.
Yet.
No shade. I did tell people that that was an idea the day before my birthday. So most people were like, how about we send you money and you can go ahead and figure that out yourself. Okay?
You're like, yeah.
And I haven't done it yet. But I did notice that that they have mini bottles of the colors.
They do.
But it looks like they're pretty tiny.
They are. But it could be good if you
But it could
don't
be good
know.
If you want to try out a color. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because especially if you know it's very seasonal, it probably will dry up before a year.
Interesting. So
like, because they dry so quickly that like if you leave the cap undone at all,
interesting.
Like, you really need to make sure that it doesn't dry.
Well, do you have the thing that's like...
Uh-huh. That's the fifth secret step. That you just, it's a drop of oil that you put in it or something, and it makes it last forever, like in the Bible.
For, like, if it dries up.
Yep. And I didn't know about that either. So, honestly,
that is huge.
I have been feeling so ashamed because I let my friend Chandler borrow the whole process because she was, like, looking into it. And I was like, yeah, you've got to use it. It's awesome. I gave her, like, the gunkiest... base coat, the gunkiest regular color, because I didn't know about the oil thing yet, and you're supposed to put the base coat in water, warm water, until it turns clear. Also had no idea about that. I had no idea about that, so I was literally just, like, tipping it back and forth, like, I would basically just, like, pour it on my nails, and I was like, sorry, and she's like, so are there any extra, or, like, directions I need to know when she was, like, taking it from me? I was like, no, it's just like, sorry, it's so
You're like,
gunky.
No, girl, it's the easiest thing in the world.
So I've been like really embarrassed about that, but I haven't followed up to like
Whatever.
Right my wrongs. So anyway, yeah, that's basically all right now. But I think we should do our next episode maybe near or around Elena's wedding.
Yeah.
July 2nd. It's going to be a
but maybe
big
we
week
could,
for us.
I mean,
we can
let's
shoot,
of course,
for the
shoot
stars,
for the moon. We could
moon
do one for, we could do one before with
could
Tommy,
hope.
Perhaps.
You would hope, but I just don't want to give a false hope.
I know, you're right. Let's just hold that as a secret hope between the two of us.
Yes, that's something
And
would
for you guys listening
sooner.
Back at home,
don't have any expectations
just wait,
to the summer.
Just wait. There's something to look forward to in the summer.
And Camille's working on that project.
Of course.
So, just want everyone to really stay big and be really awesome.
And send us pictures of your tiny room.
Oh my gosh. Serious. Please do send us pictures of your room.
Or make a diorama.
Yeah, I'll put them on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
Okay, love you guys.
Bye, guys.